knowing that you're starting.
It's kind of funny, actually, because it happened in an exhibition with us before when we were playing U of A, but we just got the men's team to ref, so it was kind of, we've already kind of had it happen, so it's nice. Deanna prepares us for stuff like that, so it never really screws with us too much.
You're kind of on a roll lately. I want to know where your mind's at right now. You've been playing excellent hockey.
It's kind of just, you got to forget about the past, forget about the future, and just focus on what's happening now and kind of go from there. Fair. It's easiest when your mind's clear.
I think from you guys, it was kind of it.
Well, you've been enjoying a pretty fine season throughout, obviously, with the Nadukes. 6 games so far, 5 wins. What does that mean for you going in into the final stretch of hockey and perhaps closer to playoffs in March?
It's kind of nice. It's super nice to kind of have that role going into playoffs and stuff like that because the team's quite confident now. Obviously, if it's up and down, it's a little harder to keep your confidence up. But because we're on such a good roll right now going into playoffs, it's like perfect timing for us, really.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Do you... Because Carly's numbers are so comparable to yours, do you find that you're kind of, when you go into a game, are you competing for playing time a little bit with yourself?
Not really. It's kind of, it used to kind of be like that before we really knew each other, but now we're kind of a good little tandem. So we treat each other really well, and she's really supportive when she's on the bench, and likewise when it's opposite roles. So we're really good in that sense. We've grown together really well, so it's nice to kind of have that trust within each other.
Final thing for me, anyway. You got the second half of a back-to-back, and the second half of this game was feisty. It was emotional. Yeah. Right? So what are you kind of expecting going into tomorrow?
Nah, same thing as always. We always expect that with GMAC. It's just the battle of 109, you know what I mean? They're way too close. So, yeah, we kind of always expect that with GMAC, and it's just whatever. We just keep our heads on straight. And we've kind of got a lot better at that second half, I've noticed, than first half without not freaking out about the refs and stuff like that. So it's best to stay level-headed with them.